Are you looking for a way to reach a growing audience interested in self-care and personal development? Look no further than The Neighborhood with Your Nosy Neighbor, Inertia Justice Podcast. Our podcast is the perfect platform to promote your company's products and services to our engaged listeners. With our advertising options, you can choose from pre-roll ads, mid-roll ads, and sponsorships to reach your target audience. We can also customize an advertising package that meets your specific needs and budget.
Hey y'all, welcome to The Neighborhood, where we get all up in your business, talking about self, family, friends, and finances. This is not a conversation about romantic relationships, because we are minding our own business. That's right. But trust and believe, once we get that straight, the rest will follow. You know me. I'm your nosy neighbor, Inertia Justice. So go get your coffee, your sweet tea, or whatever it is you're sipping on these days, child. And let's chat. Today, we're talking about obedience. Okay, wait, Nate, before you turn me off, I know obedience may sound like a loaded word, and that's because it's often associated with authority and control. But today, we're going to explore how obedience can actually be beneficial to you in various aspects of your life. For example, authority and control. I mean as in the authority to govern yourself and control as in controlling your access to success. Now my big mama used to say, a hard head will make a soft, okay, bottom. We'll just use bottom every time. Which is just another way of saying your decisions result in consequences. But some of us are from the old school, and we know that statement in a literal sense. Everyone can relate to it as, if you break the rules, you will be punished. If you are disobedient, there will be consequences. Shout out to the episode called Discipline. If you don't follow the rules, it's the same as being undisciplined. If you're not disciplined to follow your budget, shout out to the episodes on budget. Although y'all really slept on those budget conversations, because those were some really good nuggets in there. But if you are not disciplined and following your budget, then you will be sitting in the dark because you couldn't pay the light bills, or you'll end up eating oodles and noodles for 2 weeks or until the next payday. Obedience is defined. That's right. Y'all know we be getting into these definitions. Obedience is defined as compliance with an order, request, or law, or submission to another's authority about following instructions or rules. Believe it or not, neighbor, obedience can be seen as a valuable trait to help you navigate through life's challenges and achieve your goals. So, let's look at some ways obedience can be beneficial. In growth and learning, obedience allows you to learn from those who have more knowledge and more experience than you. This may be a difficult concept for those of my neighbors who have an exaggerated ego, because one, it requires you to acknowledge that there is some things that you don't know, and two, it requires you to trust someone else to tell you what is correct. I used to use the analogy of the ant and the eagle with my kids when they struggled being obedient in class or with me. Don't worry, neighbor. I'm gonna explain it. If you are an ant on the patio, you think all that exists is the patio until you reach the edge of the patio. Then you know that the patio exists, and now you know that the edge of the patio exists. But if you're an eagle, you know that the patio exists, the edge of the patio exists, what's beyond the patio exists, that there's a house that exists, it's connected to the neighborhood that exists, and a whole neighborhood of houses with patios and edges of patios exist. It doesn't mean that the ant is stupid. It just means that he doesn't know. He doesn't know because he hasn't learned. So, if the ego tells him to stop, he should be obedient and stop, because the ego might know that there's an anteater approaching the edge of the patio. Now, when you obey instructions, whether it's in school, work, or your personal relationships, you open yourself up to new perspectives, ideas, and skills. By following the guidance of mentors, teachers, or experts, you can accelerate your learning and thus increase your capacity for personal growth. The ant and the eagle analogy works great in explaining obedience and perspective, as well as safety and security. I just thought about my days as a seventh grade English teacher. I used to tell my disobedient students, for your own safety, please have a seat and be quiet. Refer back to that soft behind comment from earlier. But anyway, let's continue on with the second way that obedience can be beneficial. Obedience literally plays a critical role in ensuring your safety and security on the roadways and highways. If you don't obey speed limits or traffic signals, you'll definitely feel the consequences physically or financially, or maybe even both. Not to mention safety protocols at work. Some places make you spend a full week learning the safety protocols they've established, and you'll be tested on what you've learned. Now, that's a triple dose of obedience. First, you have to be obedient and read or watch the videos on safety protocols. Then you have to pass the test. Then you have to apply what you've learned. Consequences to being disobedient can result in a loss of wages or life in some industries. Obedience also comes into play with health and medical advice. The doctor tells you to cut back on your salt and regulate your calorie intake. In the neighborhood, we know these consequences all too well. High blood pressure, diabetes, and potential loss of life. But if you obey the rules, you protect yourself and those around you from potential harm. Obedience helps to create a harmonious and secure environment for everyone. The Bible says obedience is greater than sacrifice, which I understand to mean that if you're obedient, then that's better than you having to give something up. Would you rather be obedient to the rules at work or sacrifice your pay to prove that you don't have to follow rules? Would you rather be obedient to the doctor's orders or sacrifice your life for salty or sugary treats? I know, it sounds odd, but people do it every day, all day. Another benefit of being obedient is building trust and relationships. Ooh, child. Now, I don't know what I was thinking. We minding our own business. But let me take this sip right quick, because we all know where that statement of obedience tripped my neighbors up in romantic relationships. They be fighting that love, honor, and obey. But let me just say this. If you don't trust a man enough to obey him, then he's the wrong one. Come back when you have one that you will obey, because God set the order. Him, man, woman, child, animals. Once the order is broken, the union won't work. Yeah, I know. That'll probably be a little hard to digest. Or maybe you'll be able to see it a little bit better when you see how obedience works in friendships. In a friendship, obedience creates trust, because if a friend sets a boundary, you have to obey their boundary. So when you show obedience to your friends and your family, your colleagues, it demonstrates that you have respect for them by obeying their boundaries and their values and their needs. By honoring commitments and following through on promises, you establish a foundation of trust, which is vital for healthy and meaningful connections. in your personal life. Obedience can cultivate personal discipline and self-control. By adhering to routines, habits, or personal commitments, you develop the ability to resist distractions and temptations. This discipline empowers you to stay focused on your goals, make better choices, and ultimately achieve success in various areas of your life. In your professional life, obedience can be a stepping stone to success. By following instructions from your supervisor, your manager, or your team lead, you can contribute to the overall efficiency and productivity of the workplace. Obedience can help you understand your expectations in your role, collaborate effectively, and achieve desired outcomes. Now, it's important that I mention blind obedience without critical thinking or ethical consideration can be detrimental. Now, neighbor, you know it's critical to question, evaluate, and ensure that the instructions or rules you are following aligns with your values and the greater good. Obedience should be balanced with independent thinking and moral judgment. So let's reflect on how obedience can positively impact your life. It can help you in learning and growth, safety and security, can help you build trust, personal discipline, and professional success. Obedience can be a powerful tool for unlocking your potential. However, as with any tool, it is essential that you use it wisely and that it aligns with your own values and principles. Well, that's it. I'm going to see you next time when we talk about emotional intelligence. Thank you for joining me this week. You know the neighborhood is better because you're in it. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Your Nosy Neighbor. Be sure to go by the Instagram page and check out some of the new merchandise to support the neighborhood by wearing your very own Yo Nosy Neighbor swag. If you love the show, leave some comments so I can continue to bring you this content. You know I love you more.